This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shalom Aleichem and Bruchim Abayim. As we approach Hanukkah, let us talk about Hanukkah, the essence of Hanukkah. What is Hanukkah? The Rambam tells us, Mitzvahs ner Hanukkah, mitzvah chaviva hi ad me'od. The mitzvah of ner Hanukkah is very chaviv. Chaviva ad me'od. Rambam doesn't speak by all mitzvahs this way. Specifically by Hanukkah, the Rambam goes out of his way to tell us how chaviv. Chaviv ad me'od. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. When we say Haneiris Halalu, you'll notice something interesting. The wording. Va'achakach bo banecha, banecha, lidvir beisecha, nidliku neirois bechatzris kochecha, banecha. Love, a child. You see the chavivus. It's a mitzvah. Chanukah, the Yontif, is about chavivus, as if the chavivus of a father to a child. Va'achakach bo bonecho ledvir beisecha. It's a mitzvah, it's a Yontif that has a lot of love, chavivus. Why? What is so unique about Chanukah and Ner Chanukah? That it's so chaviv, that it's so dear, endearing and warm. So there's a lot of pshatim, there's a lot of Torah on this. It's Hanukkah, a lot of Torah on Hanukkah is revolved around this question, why is Hanukkah and the Ner Hanukkah mitzvah chaviva? I would like to tell the Olam, to share with you a poshut pshat, simple. The menorah represents Torah. That's the whole idea of the menorah. It's chachmas ha-Torah, Torah shebal peh. The Gemara tells us, Baba Basran, the Gemara says that the menorah represents Torah, that if Moshe Rabbeinu had a question about something in learning, when Moshe Rabbeinu had something that he didn't understand, he went to the menorah and he would gaze at the menorah and the menorah would give him the light, the pshat, to understand what he needed to know in learning. Because the menorah is about Torah. And it follows the whole story of Hanukkah. What was the story of Hanukkah? The Yevanim wanted lashkicham Torasecha, that Klal Yisrael should forget Torah, Hashem's Torah. Torah, it's a chachma, it's a knowledge, but that it should be Torasecha, your Torah. You know, there's Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh. What's the difference between Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh? The written Torah, the Goyim also accept. Scriptures. The Torah Shebal Peh, this is special, unique, Klal Yisrael, that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave directly, Moshe, to Klal Yisrael, Lashkicham Torah Secha, to forget the Hashem's Torah, the Torah Shebal Peh, and therefore, we came back to the Beis HaMikdash and we lit a menorah, which represents, it's the semel. It represents Torah Shebal Peh. This is the essence of the Yom Tov. When someone asks you, what is Hanukkah? This is Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the Yevanim Lashkicham Torasecha. Klal Yisrael fought for Torah. They fought for Torah Shebal Peh, and they were zoicha to a tremendous ness the Chanukah Menorah, which is Torah, the light of Torah. They wanted to bring darkness, Lashkicham Torasecha. In return, the Rebbeinu Shem gave us back the Menorah, the light of Torah. Torah is Chaviv. Torah is Ahava. Torah is warm. Torah is Ne'imus, sweet. I came here tonight to give you this message. We have a tremendous gift, tremendous matana that Hashem gave us. And only we have it. V'nasan lanu. Hashem bachar banu mikol ha'amim. Hashem chose us to give us a present that no other nation has. And that is the Torah, which is chaviv, which is ahava, love. It's dear. It's warm. It's sweet. And this is what the Rambam means, that the Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah chaviva. Chaviva ad me'id. It's warm. It's sweet. Because it's about ahava. Torah is all about love. It's all about ne'imus. The pasuk tells us, you know what Torah is? Derecheha darchei noyam. Torah is darchei noyam. It has to be the way of sweet. Many halachot, here, a boy say, listen carefully, which the halacha seems to be one way, the Gemara and the Rishonim will tell us that's not the halacha. Because it has to be derecheha darchei noyam. It has to be sweet. It has to be na'im. If it's not na'im, it can be darchei Torah. Torah is sweet. Torah is chaviv. It's warm. I want to show you an interesting halacha in Hilchas Chanukah. Interesting halacha. Hayu lefana of ner beisa even ner Chanukah. A person has to make a choice. He doesn't have money for both the Shabbos candles and the menorah. Today we don't have these issues, Baruch Hashem, we're not poor. But there was a time where a person had to make a decision. He didn't have enough for both. Says the Rambam, it's the last halacha in Hilchas Chanukah. Ner beisoi v'kiddush hayoyim, ner beisoi kodim, mishum shalim beisoi. If it's a question of which candles are more important, that they take preference over, it's Ner of Shabbos, which is called Ner Beisai. Why? Mishum Shalim Beisai. Because of the peace in the house. The Shabbos candles are about the Shalim. The peace in the home between husband and wife. It says the Rambam, Shari Hashem Nimchak Lasi Shalim Benish Lishtai. Hashem even erases His name to make peace in the home. The Saita, Hashem raises His name in the waters of the Saita. Gadol HaShalom, Shekol HaTorah Nitna Lasi Shalom Yailam, because the whole point of why we have a Torah is to have Shalom in the world. It should be peace. Shenemar, no? Which pasuk does the Rambam finish Hilchas Chanukah with? Shenemar Drachei Darchei Noyam, how did this come into the Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah? The Rambam is telling us, "Hayu lefan of ner beisay v'ner Chanukah, or ner beisay v'kiddush hayoyim." Shabbos candles take precedence. First come Shabbos candles, because it's shalim bayis and it's drachei darchei noyam. Because that's what the Chanukah, which is about Torah, that's Torah. When we light the candles, you know what we're lighting? We're lighting Drachei Darchei Noyam. We are kindling the love, the Shalom, the Ne'imus of Torah. And that means Shalom, Shalom Bayis comes first. It's a beautiful Rambam. You know, there's a whole question in Halacha. You light candles, that there's a time. Mishatishka hachamo. What happens if the wife is not home? Today, the women work. For whatever reason, she's not home yet. Should you wait? Or should you say, the zman is a zman, the time is a time? It's a big discussion in the Paiskim. And many Paiskim say you must wait for your wife. Based on this Rambam, because you see clearly, it's about Shalom. It's about Shalom Bayis is more important than Ner Chanukah. And because that is Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah is about Darchei Noyam. Torah has to be Shalom and Darchei Noyam. So we have a very nice pshat. Mitzvah Ner Chanukah Mitzvah Chaviva. Ner Chanukah is about Chavivus. It's about warmth. It's about love. It's about Darchei Noyam. And when you light the menorah, you're tapping into, you're taking, you're being Nehena from this Oyer HaTorah, this beautiful warmth, this beautiful Ne'imus, which is Torah Drachel Darchei Noyam V'chol Nesiva Yisehah Shalom. I'll tell you where I learned this from. Where did I learn this from? How do I know this pshat? In Masechtas Sofrim, Perek Chaf Halacha Hey, the pasuk says, "Mayofis umanamt ahava batanugim." It's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Mayofis, how beautiful. Manamt, how sweet. Ahava batanugim, the love. Hashem Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Mayofis zu mezuzah. It's referring to mezuzah. Uman amt, sweet, what is that referring to? No? Ner Chanukah. Gemara Masech the Sofer. Sweet. Yafe, mezuzah. Uman amt, Ner Chanukah. Gemara Masech the Sofer. You know, the pasuk, "Bayar menucha ki toiv, vesa oretz ki noy emo." It's a pasuk in Zinu, right? "Bayar menucha ki toiv, vesa oretz ki noy emo." So the Chazal say, "Menucha is Torah shebiksav. Ki noy emo is Torah shebal peh." You hear? You're listening sweet. You know, when they said that they're going to give out sweets tonight, I'm sure they meant the shir mistoma, because the Torah is the sweetest thing possible. There's nothing sweeter. It's a posik. Mayofis umana amt. There's a posik. Vesa oretz kinoi ema. What's vayar menucha? Menucha is rest. Torah shebiksav does not need amelus. You read the psukim, and that's menucha. Torah shebal peh needs amelus. You need to toil, you need to work hard. It's not easy to learn a Gemara. But yet it's called ne'ema because it's sweet. Vayar menucha zu Torah shebiksav. This is a Zohar HaKadosh. Chelek Aleph, Simin Reish Mem Beis, you hear? Ois Reish Mem Beis. The Zohar says, "Vayar Menucha." Menucha is Torah shebiksav. So Aretz Kinei Ema is Torah shebal peh, sweet. There's a custom. It's brought down in the Siddurim. The Yaivitz brings it in his Siddur. What pasuk do you say right after you light the candles? What pasuk do you say? V'inoyam Hashem aleinu, u'maisi adenu kainin aleinu, u'maisi adenu kaininehu. And many understood that why do you say this pasuk? Because maisi adenu kainina, which means we want lechaven that we should be matzliach in our actions of mitzvah. And I would say that the reason why we say this pasuk is because of the beginning, the first few words in the pasuk, and that is V'hinoyam Hashem Aleinu, the sweetness of Hashem, the menorah. When you light the menorah, it's a chaviva mitzvah. It's sweet. It's a very warm mitzvah. You know, the Medrash, Chazal, they speak about the menorah, kiner mitzvah, v'toira or. That's the pasuk that is used to describe hadlokas ha-menorah. Kiner mitzvah, v'toira or. Toira is light. The menorah is light. Now what does or mean? So or means it's light in darkness. When it's dark, you could see. Yes, Torah gives light in the darkness. But there's another factor to or, and that is warmth. Or fire, fire gives warmth also. The menorah is light, but the menorah is warm. It's mitzvah chaviva at night. It's very warm. There's a lot of love when you light a menorah, Hashem, to Klal Yisrael. To the point that, as we pointed out before, v'achakach bo'u bonecha, the chashmonaim felt like they were loved like children when they had the menorah. Yeh Rabbi Yisrael, when you say haneris halavu this year, think of the words. Imagine this, the times that they were living in. They were living in a situation where it was dark and they were being persecuted. Yet when they were fighting and they came back to the Beis HaMikdash, they felt so much warmth. Bonecha, as if they were children of Hashem, like a father who loves a child. And when you light the menorah, you have that. You're able to connect to that v'achakach bo bonecha lidvir beisecha midliku neirois bechatzrois kachecha. Chassidish Sfarim say a nice pshat. Very interesting. Balacha is, as the Gemara states and is brought in Shulchan Aruch, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is Mishetishka Hachama. The sun sets. Tishka Shkia Sachama. Chassidish Sfarim Fataych, they explain Tishka Chama means when the warmth, the Chama, as the sun goes down, it becomes cold. So the idea of the Neiris Chanukah is when there's cold, and this brings warmth. We live in a cold world, Rabbi Yisrael. You go outside, and I don't mean physically, I mean spiritually and emotionally. There's so much problems. Wherever you turn, it's cold. Torah and the menorah, which resembles the Torah, infuses warmth. Torah is chaviv. Torah is cham, chamim. It's hot, it's warm, and it's na'im, and it's sweet. You know, there was a great gadol, Reb Leibler Eger. He was a grandson of Reb Akiva Eger. He wrote a sefer called Teiras Emes. That was the name of his sefer. And in it he has a full, discussion. Why is Amalek, Zachar, always read in Parshas Tetzaveh? Usually, I can't say always, but more or less, most of the time, they coincide. Parshas Tetzaveh, Mechias Amalek. Is there a connection? Yes, the connection is the time of the year. That's when Parshas Tetzaveh, and it happens to be before Purim. So he says, no, there's a connection much more than just the calendar. Specifically, Tetzaveh, what is Tetzaveh? Tetzaveh talks about the menorah. And that Moshe Rabbeinu had to get the oil The Ikwe Lecha Shemin Zayis Zok to light the menorah, it has a direct connection to Amalek. What is the connection to Amalek? Chanukah, Amalek. I thought it's Yavon. What's going on here? Svarim explained something very interesting, something very unique. What is Amalek? You see, Amalek, of course, is the goy that comes to kill us. That's true. But there's also something what they call a klip of Amalek, which means the ideology of Amalek. What is Amalek? Asher korcho baderech. What is the word korcho? Simply means that they fell on you. They came and they attacked you. Baderech, on the way when you were leaving Mitzrayim. But the Mefarshim explain, karcha also means cold. When it's cold, you ever see, what is ice called? Kerach. Asher karcha baderech. Amalek makes cold. And what is the response to Amalek? V'yikhu eilecho shemen zayis, the Torah shemen, the menorah, because that's warmth. I could tell you that in cold days, and I don't mean just because the temperature was cold, I could say for myself, and I could say for most people who learn, they find warmth in the Torah. That's where they find, as they say in English, you're looking for a warm shoulder to lean on. The Torah is the warm shoulder. And the menorah is the semel. It represents this Torah of warmth, of light, of oir. I see here there are those that are still in school and they learn Tanakh. Shmuel, at the end of Shmuel, we find that Shaul and Yonason were killed in war. David HaMelech is broken that Shaul and Yonason were killed. Yonason was David HaMelech's best friend. They were so united. And David gives a hesped. David is eulogizing Shaul and Yonason. Let's see the words. Let's listen to the words that David says when he tries to give a picture of who Shaul and Yonason were. Hanehavim v'hani'imim b'chayehem uv'maysam lo nifra. Hanehavim means they were loved. Ne'imim, they were na'im, sweet. Really? That's how you talk about the two great giants of Klal Yisrael? You continue the psukim further. It says, Na'amtu li ad me'ed. David says, you, Yonason, were so sweet. Na'amtu li, you were sweet to me. That's how you talk about a God Lador. They were the G'dayle Yisrael. Imagine someone would get up and speak about, we have a diverse crowd, they speak about Rav Eliyashiv, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, or Rav Avadi Yosef, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And he would say, well, yeah, Ish Naim. He'd say, what are you talking about? That's what you do. Oya Saraf, Oya G'dole Olam. They were giants. You know what you say about a simple guy? You say, who is Nechmad, who Naim? That's what... You hear the question? It's a great question. You hear the shayla? Zeh? Zeh kol ma sheyicholim lagid al gedolei Yisrael she'en ne'avim v'ne'imim. My Zaydi, Reb Shmuel David Welkin Zatzal, showed me a Malbim. That the Malbim says, yes, to be a Na'im is a tremendous attribute. Rachel Darchi Noyam. It means you're a Ben Torah. an imus, when someone is sweet, when someone is kind, he's gentle, he's warm, it's a sign that he was kaina. He has in himself the Torah, and therefore derachecha darchei noyam. It's a sign that he's a real gadol b'Torah. He's a real Talmud Chacham, because Torah means na'im. Torah means derachecha darchei noyam b'chal nesiva yisehu shalim. You know, ni'imut, it's not something that people talk about. I'm sure that someone's going to come and say, what did Rav Wolkin come from Queens? What did he speak about? He spoke about Torah and learning. No, he spoke about to be na'im. To be na'im halichot. That, really? That's what Rabbi Wolkin spoke about. And the answer is, if David HaMelech could speak about it, I could also speak about it. What does it mean to be na'im? Na'im is not an external thing. Na'im is pnimi. It's something very internal. It's something deep in a person. And he radiates ni'imut. He radiates it. Remember the pasuk that we mentioned? Mayofis umana'amt. Mayofis is mezuzah. Mana'amt is Ner Chanukah. The Bnei Yisachar, Chassidim say the Halak of Bnei Yisachar. Bnei Yisachar is classic Svarim from the Sifrei Chassidim. What's the difference between Yofa and Noyim? My Yofa is Mezuzah, my Na'amt Ner Chanukah. And he says something very, very, very beautiful, very chadif. He says, Yafis is external. It looks nice. The mezuzah is external. Na'amt is internal. It's pnimi. It's something from within. My Yafis, mezuzah, Ner Chanukah speaks to the inside of the Yid. It's such a beautiful pshat. Ner Chanukah brings out the inner, the ni'imus, the chavivus, the love that a Yid has for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and for Torah. Mayofis, external, that's mezuzah. Umaniamt, na'im is internal. It's something that you convey. It's not something that you could say. It's not an external expression. It's an internal thing. And I want to show you where I believe this is clear that we say during davening, it's very obvious. Lakel baruch ni'imais yitenu. Lamelech el chai v'kayom zmirais yemeru. V'sishbachais yashmiu. So zmiris is yemeru. Tishbachais is Yashmiu, but Ni'imais is what? Yitenu. It should say about speaking, no, you're davening. So it should be Ni'imais Yemeru, Yashmiu. No, Zmirais is Yemeru, Tishbachais is Yashmiu, but Ni'imais is? No, Yitenu. You give it. Because it's something that you're conveying, it's not something that you're saying. You cannot say ni'imus. You can only convey it, yitain, you can give it. It's something that you are conveying, a ni'imus, a warmth. Could someone say warmth? No, he could convey warmth. The Torah changes a person. A person has in himself a lot of quality, a lot of toiv. How does a person bring that out? And the answer is Torah. A Torah. I'd like to share with you a few stories. I see by this point already, the Olam listened to the Dvar Torah that I wanted to convey, and that is, Chanukah is about love. It's about a hava. It's about a passion from within that every neshama, every yid has for the Rabbeinu Shloilam, to the point that he's Moiser Nefesh. You know, a person cannot be Moiser Nefesh unless he really, really deep down has that fire of a hava. The Chashmonaim had it, and the Menorah tries to convey it. And that when you light the Menorah, you're getting this ahava, ahavas ha-Torah. A Yid loves Torah. A Yid loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Yid is able to love. Ahava is not an easy thing. It's talked about a lot. But to really feel it, Torah. Torah is the emtsai on how to reach that hergish. How do you light? How do you kindle ahava for Hashem, for Torah? The Menorah can help you with that. Torah kindles ahava Hashem. I want to tell you over. I'll start with two stories, and maybe I'll say even three, depending on how much the crowd was interested. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, I would say some 20 years ago, the yeshiva sent me to give shiurim in different yeshivas, and this was to recruit bachrim. I would give the shiur, the bachrim would, you know, see the Rosh Yeshiva, and they would follow and try to, you know, like this day in America, when they came back to America, they would come to the yeshiva. The yeshiva arranged all the traveling to the different moistois and yeshivas by taxi, which means from here, they would call the taxi service there and say, pick up Rabbi Walkin from this and this and bring him to so-and-so yeshiva. One morning, I was there for about a week and a half. One morning, I come out, the taxi is waiting for me like we've done, you know, we've set up. I wasn't happy when I entered the taxi. The taxi driver didn't look like he was, I'm sorry, he wasn't look Jewish. He looked like he was from the Shtachim, the territory of not ours, okay? He looked like an Arab. Dark face, you know, the hair was... I was very, and there was a lot of terrorist attacks at that juncture, at that time. And I was very uncomfortable. We're traveling, and the yeshiva, the particular yeshiva we were going to, was on the outskirts of Yerushalayim. Today, Yerushalayim is built up, and the outskirts are full of houses, but it was a remote area. And as we're traveling, the taxi driver turns to me and he says to me, we're lost. Yeah, you see, we're lost. I don't know how to get to this place. Do you know how to go? And I said, no, I don't. I don't know how to go. But I started taking out my Tehillim already because I was a little bit... and I'm looking around, is there anyone that we... There are no Yidden around. It was scary. It was scary. I also didn't understand why he couldn't radio in. You know, today we have Waze, we have all the... You can't really get lost, right? Even though today they're more lost than they were years ago. But all right, that's for a different conversation, for a different time. I couldn't understand why he had, you know, this confusion of where to go. And it bothered me. I was a little nervous. So he asks me, Shneilech Yamina or Smola? Everybody knows the question, Yamina or Smola? So I said to him, Achi, Ulailech Yamina. Because I always thought, the Gemara says, that whenever you have a doubt, a Jew always goes to the right. So I told him, Yamina. He stopped the taxi abruptly and he turns around to me and he says, Ma amarta? Ma amarta li? And he's raising his voice and I'm like, ay vey. Now I'm really in trouble. So I tell him, Yamina, no, ma amarta li lifnei shamarta Yamina. So I tell him, no. He says, no, amarta mashu. So I said, karati yelecha achi, kachamani medaber. That's how I talk. And don't forget, there was no sign of Magen David anywhere, and I really didn't believe he was Jewish. All of a sudden, he opens up his glove compartment, and he takes out a yarmulke, a white yarmulke. The yarmulkes that they give out by the kaisel, and he puts it on. And he says to me something that changed me forever. He told me something that I learned so much from. And I realized the Rebbeinu Shem put me in that position, and he put me in that cab, in that taxi, to learn this. He says, I'll say it first in Hebrew, because he spoke Hebrew, and then I'll repeat it in English. I could do it in Yiddish also, though, if the crowd wants. And okay. Kishe karato at oti achi, pa'am li balev. You called me achi, pa'am li balev. I'll translate it. When you called me brother, my heart jumped. I got a dfika, which means a push, a shove. And I feel that way when I go to the kaisel. That's what I feel. So I told him, Alzen emar, kol doidi doifek pischili. Hashem is knocking on your heart. Open up. It took one word. The word of achi, one word. Dracheho darchi noyam. V'chol nesivo yiseho shalim. A good word. A word of ni'imut. We lost the art of ni'imus. Torah is ni'imus. And Torah, you want to kindle a neshama? It's through ni'imus. And that is the menorah. I want to tell you, I see the crowd is listening. I'll tell you. It's a fair deal. You'll listen to the beginning. The Torah, you'll get the stories. I could tell you. And as you know, I've been, Baruch Hashem, I was Zoicha, the Rebbeinu Shem gave me this chus to teach Torah for many years. I've had many stories over the years. Let me share with you another story. A Talmud of mine in the yeshiva got up at a Hanukkah party 2 years ago. And he said, I wasn't planned to speak, I wasn't asked to be the speaker, but I need to tell the crowd something that is on my heart that I want to say. And I hope the Rosh Yeshiva, meaning me, he won't be upset that I'm saying this. I said, speak your mind, speak your heart. I grew up as an atheist. And I'm not ashamed to say it, he said. He said, Barabim, he says, I grew up as an atheist. This Talmud in the yeshiva. Now I want to just tell you about this Talmud. This Talmud today gives shiurim. He happens to be on Torah Anytime. He's one of the Magidi Shurim on Torah Anytime. So Torah Anytime, Yashakayach. I will not tell you the name. I could tell you the first name and not the second name. Let's do it that way. Or maybe, you know what? Let's leave it nameless, all right? You'll go through all the list of all the people on Torah Anytime. You'll say, maybe it's that one. Maybe. By the way, there's a lot of my Talmidim are on Torah Anytime. Baruch Hashem. Chazdei Hashem. I thank the Eibishter for that. That was Zeicha. I was an atheist. I grew up in a home that my grandparents were Holocaust survivors, and because of that, they had a lot of complaint. You know, unfortunately, a lot of people who came back from the Holocaust had a lot of pain, and they didn't believe. They lost their emunah. And it's not just we lost our emunah that we weren't religious, but we were anti, we were atheist, didn't believe in Hashem. I got married, and I had a child, and something awoke in me. And I realized I was wrong, I was making a mistake. I got an isorut to do tshuva. But I knew nothing, and I couldn't even read Hebrew. Which means I couldn't even daven. I couldn't say the words of the tefillah because I never went to school. I never learned. What do I do? Someone told him, go speak to Rabbi Wolkin. He comes to me. He walked in with jeans. He walked in with a polo shirt. A white yarmulke with stars on it. And I believe teddy bears, if I'm not mistaken, were on those that yarmulke as well. Okay? And he says to me, Rabbi Wolkin, this is my life story. What do I do? I said to him, what do you mean, what do? I have a yeshiva. I accept you in my yeshiva. That's what I told him. I accept you in my yeshiva. He says, but Rabbi Wolkin, I'm already older and I know nothing. Is it too late for me? It's too late. Like, he doesn't know what it's all about. He doesn't even know what it is. And he says to me, but there's something in my heart that tells me I want to be a Rav. I want to be a rabbi. Is it too late? I said, no, it's not. And this is what he said, because it's interesting. I had a long conversation with him, and this is what he remembered, which changed his life. He says, Rosh Hashiva, you took my hand, and you told me, I believe in you. You can do it. He said, that changed my life. Four words. Four words. Darachti Noam. When you say a kind word. Torah is Darachea Darachti Noam. I want to tell you a third story as well. I was just recently in Eretz Yisrael. And I was at a bar mitzvah, a relative. All the waiters, I guess it's a rule there in that hall that they all have to wear yarmulke. If they're religious, they're not religious, they make them all wear yarmulkes. One of the meltzarim, one of the waiters, was he had dark skin, he had a few earrings, and he had tattoos. Chinese letters, I guess it must be a style of tattoos, all the way up his neck. And I'm looking at him, I'm going, wow, this is, I mean, how far could, you know, what is, I mean, maybe he's not even Jewish, what do I know, you know? The minute they started dancing, they dance with the bar mitzvah boy, the music, he jumps in and he dances with everybody as if he was part of the simcha. And I'm watching this, and I'm moved by this neshama that's moved to be part of Klal Yisrael, to be part of a simcha in Klal Yisrael. Maybe it's the right time to point this out. You know, we have, unfortunately, a lot of tragedies. Every day we hear terrible events. The neshama of a Yid needs to feel for those tragedies, and mitzad ha'afuch, mitzad ha'sheni, when there's simchas, you go to a simcha, you should be happy deep down. It should be something that the neshama should express love and ahava, and we're capable of it. Most goyim can't do this. One Gentile to another has no connection. Might be his friend, but if he's not his friend, okay, what does that have to do with you, right? The neshama v'yid has ahava, has love. And that's because we're the Amat Torah. The Torah gave us something unique that we're able to have feelings. her geshem. And that means if we don't know the person, we should still feel for him. Sad for his sorrow and happy for his simcha. When I was a bacher, and I'm going to get back to the story of the waiter. When I was a bacher, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, so I used to hang around Kol Torah Yeshiva by Dagan. My grandparents lived there, so I would stay in Kol Torah, learn there. And I wasn't a Talmud of the Yeshiva. I learned in the Mir, but every time I would go to my grandparents, I would come to Kol Torah to hang out, so to speak, and learn there. I once went down to get a coffee. I was tired, so I went to get a coffee. And there happened to have been a Sheva Brachas going on in the lunchroom of the yeshiva in Kol Torah Beit Vagan. Who was the Rosh Yeshiva of Kol Torah at the time? Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, the famous Gaon, the famous Gadol, the Poisek Hador, Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach. And he was attending this simcha. Me, I'm not part of the simcha, I just came to get a coffee. Right? So I get my coffee and I'm making it and I'm like ready to walk upstairs. Reb Shlomo Zalman calls me over, the Gadol HaDor calls me over. So he says to me, "Why are you not part of the simcha? Why are you not?" I says, "Because I'm not. I have nothing to do. I'm upstairs. I just came down for a coffee." He says to me, "You think it just happened that you should get a coffee while there is a simcha going on over here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you here to see if you'll be happy for another Yid that has a simcha that has nothing to do with you." You hear a story from a Gadol HaDor. Hashem is testing you. Are you happy for someone you don't know? You need to show simcha as if you knew and as if you were invited. And he made me dance with the chasen in the middle of the circle together with everybody else. This is Torah. This is Derecheha Darchei Noyam. Not something people think about, but it's an internal lave of a Klal Yisrael that loves. And we have this from our Torah. So when I saw this stranger, the waiter, he had nothing to do with the simcha, he jumps in and he starts to dance. So I called him over. I said, "Nir'eb, I see sheyesh lecha lev Yehudi. You have a Jewish heart. Why? Nitragashta, hitorarta. When you saw they were dancing and they were happy for this bar mitzvah boy, it moved you. You have a Yiddish heart." I didn't say it in Yiddish. I told him in Hebrew, lev Yehudi. He hugged me and he kissed me. And he said, "Sharav teda. Ani lamadeti bi yeshivat Porat Yosef. Rachakti me'od. I became very, very avok shamarta ali." I told him that he's a tzaddik. That's really what I said. That tzaddik yesh lecha lev Yehudi. That's what I told him. He says, "When you told me I'm a tzaddik and that I have a lev Yehudi, you don't know what you did for me. The chizuk you gave me was unbelievable. Ani achshav navod. I will shani torer mize. Mani atchil ulai lasot tshuvah. Ani avod al zeh." And he davened ma'ariv. He davened ma'ariv. Derecheha darchei noam. Torah is warm. Torah is chavivut. Torah is ahava. Ner chanik. Is v'hinoyam Hashem aleinu. Ma'isi adenu kainanehu. When you light the menorah, it's the oir ha-Torah, the light, but it's also the chamimut, the warmth. Chanukah is warm, because Torah is warm. And true b'nei Torah is hanehavim v'hani'imim b'chayehem. I wish you all Chanukah na'im. Okay? People have different ways of saying Chag Sameach and Chanukah. I think tonight we're going to rephrase a new phrase. Alright? Everybody's together with me on this? Chanukah Na'im. should have a sweet Chanukah. Because the Neiris of Chanukah is about Chavivus. It's about, and remember, where do I get, Chazal tell us, my office, mezuzah, man'amt, ner Chanukah. Chazal already told us, ne'imus, b'inayim Hashem aleinu, u'mayis yedeinu koinina, Hashem should always bestow His sweetness, and you should see metikut haTorah. And remember, kind words. One word doesn't take much. Lorer leiv, sweet word, good word. This we should be zoicha. Chanukah should be haschalas nisim v'geulois b'klal Yisrael.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.